Before the Sprout Film Festival holds its annual show at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art in April, the critically acclaimed film event makes its way into Western New York this weekend in Batavia. The organization Genesee ARC is sponsoring Saturday's event for the second straight year. Their executive director is Donna Suskowski.
They are made by people with developmental disabilities or for people. They include, always there's people with developmental disabilities in them. Some of them are actually produced by little film companies, but those film companies are run by people with developmental disabilities.
Really?
And so, sure. But some of them are from Europe, Canada, so there really is, it really is international. These are professional films because they want to be taken seriously.
Mom said he had something called Down syndrome, but I could never figure out what the hell he was down about. He didn't look depressed to me. I thought maybe if I talked to him, I could cure his condition by simply cheering him up.
The Sprout Film Festival travels around the country, making dozens of stops annually. Its stated goal is to show films related to the lives, performances, and accomplishments of people with disabilities. Film producer Anthony DeSalvo serves as Sprout's executive director and takes the festival on its cross-country tour. DeSalvo says the films are selected by a committee of 10 professionals.
We do have 300 submissions every year to our film festival. Only 40 or so, if that many, are selected each year. So we pick the ones that do have the artistic value, combined with the passion and the fun and the enlightenment kind of thing that you want in a film.
Those rejected, DeSalvo says, will often be given pointers on how to improve their finished product. Later, they may be submitted again and occasionally accepted. Many of those offerings can be viewed at the website sproutflix.org.
She told me she loved me, but she lied.
Comedies are part of an eclectic mix of films. Some are sure to strain your tear ducts with inspiring personal stories. There are documentaries, full-length features, animated pieces, and Sprout has plenty of music videos as well.
Third son ain't fourth brother. Different fathers ain't different mothers. We got each other's back to the day we drop. And we never gonna stop.
I remember the first day that we met. In the corner, I'll never forget. We had a collision, it happened so quick. In the first studio, in search of a hit, you helped me become the man I am.
Despite producing quality films and receiving critical accolades, Sprout is by no means a commercial success. Anthony DeSalvo admits even the annual festival at the Met in New York City struggles to draw visitors.
It's a nice process. It's a fight worth fighting to get people to see these films because I believe in them so much. That they just, the reality is there's a lot of ignorance out there regarding the field of developmental disabilities. And this is a beautiful way of reducing ignorance.
DeSalvo brings two showings of the Sprout Film Festival to the Genesee ARC Community Center in Batavia on Saturday at 1 and at 5. ARC's Donna Suskowski says the public is more than welcome to attend.
It's free. And sometimes people think that just because it's free, it's not a valued activity. The reason we make it free is so that everybody has an opportunity to come to see it. There are no roadblocks for somebody to come, and it opens it up to just everyone. So I think once people were to experience some of the films by Sprout, they'll never forget it.
Doors open at noon. An art show is part of the day's event as well. Food and snacks produced by people with developmental disabilities are also part of the incentives to take in the Sprout Film Festival, Saturday at the Genesee ARC Community Center, 38 Woodrow Road in Batavia. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO and AM 970 News.